Hola, and welcome back to another episode of Auténtico Podcast. I'm your host, Gabriela Ramirez Arellano. I missed you last week, and today I want to talk about life after the pandemic. As we continue to navigate change and shift, I want to remind you that change is a constant in all of our lives, whether we like it or not, and every action we take sends ripples into our communities and the world around us. The journey we've been on and the transformations we've undergone during these last few years continue to affect me, and I'm sure you. And for this episode, I'm drawing from Bad Bunny's song, Después de la Playa. And from the surface, it might seem like a simple beach day song, but underneath lies a profound message about the ebb and flow of life. I don't know about you, but as I start to think about the pandemic being over, and of being on the other side, I continue to front a new reality, one that's constantly evolving and changing. Just like the waves that crash up on the shore, change is inevitable. And how you choose to handle change and those waves is entirely up to us. Think back to this time in 2020. We had just started to hear about cases around the world, about how the spread of COVID was affecting our communities and the world. And in a matter of 2 weeks, we were in total shutdown. Do you remember? Throughout the pandemic, we've witnessed incredible acts of kindness and solidarity from the essential workers and the frontline workers risking their lives to keep us safe, to neighbors helping neighbors in times of need. Our collective actions have shown the power of compassion and unity. But let's not forget that even the smallest gestures can have a ripple effect, shaping the world around us in ways we may never fully comprehend. How many incredibly difficult days and years have we endured? We lost loved ones, and we also grew and recreated ourselves. STL Juntos, a nonprofit that I run, was born because of the pandemic. We officially became an organization because as we started to face so many unknowns and a changing St. Louis, there was little to no information or insight about what was happening in Spanish. It was then that Lourdes and I decided, if not us, then who? And on March 20th, we started with the translation of the governor's executive order to stay at home. What about you? Did you experience opportunities for reinvention in 2020, 21? 22, maybe even in 2023. What challenges did you face? What lessons have you learned? What things were you doing that now you're like, wait, what? Hybrid and remote work come to mind for me. Working long hours and no self-care. Let's also consider the impact of our actions moving forward. Whether we choose to support local businesses, advocate for social justice, or simply lend a listening ear to a friend in need. Every decision we make creates a ripple into the universe. Now, I know that change can be scary. And during the height of the pandemic, there were so many unknowns. It's natural to feel uncertain about what the future holds, especially after such a tumultuous period in history. However, it's precisely these types of uncertainty that we have the opportunity to embrace growth and transformation. Lots of people decided that the job they had been in for years was no longer serving them, or that that boss they put up with wasn't worth the stress. Others who were out of work when we could no longer be together and we had to socially distance made a decision to start a business or take a risk on something new to make ends meet. Just like Bad Bunny's song reminds us, life is a journey filled with highs and lows, twists and turns. But through it all, we have the power to shape our destinies and create a brighter tomorrow for ourselves and future generations. So as we officially bid farewell to the pandemic era and set sails towards new horizons, let's remember that change is not something to be feared, but rather embraced with open arms. And as we navigate this ever-changing sea of life, may we always strive to make waves of kindness, compassion, and love. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Authentico. Remember to stay true to yourself, and until next time, keep shining your light bright. I hope you enter this week ready to serve and with a clear goal and readiness to make it remarkable. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you over on the website where you can take a look at the blog post and past episodes. And be sure to follow Authentico Social Media, where we will be celebrating women all month long during Women's History Month. Make sure to submit your nominations of the women in your life that have made a difference. I believe in you, and I know that we are stronger together. So share the content with others who may benefit as well.
Yeah.